This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looks like Nikola Jokic is going to win MVP for the second straight year. Coaching changes going on in the league. And some controversy in Memphis with Golden State. From Heavy.com, longtime NBA writer, friend of the program, Sean Devaney. Sean, what's happening?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Doing all right. Appreciate the time, as always, Sean. And Jokic looks like back-to-back years for him, winning the most valuable player. Now, Denver had a ton of injuries, and they did make the postseason, didn't last long. Does Sean Devaney have an issue with the Joker winning back-to-back league MVPs?
No, I don't. I think the numbers were there for him. You know, Joel Embiid probably, to me, deserved it as much, and you can make a case also for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But certainly, when you look at what Jokic did, the number of injuries they have, obviously not having Jamal Murray and Michael Porter, I mean, you're talking about your number two, number three guys right there, and for them to still be where they were record wise and the individual accomplishments that he put up, you can certainly make a great case. I think it was, probably would have been closer in my mind. But having said that, I don't have a problem with Jokic winning that.
All right, let's get to the Golden State Memphis series. Golden State up 2-1, blowout win on a Saturday, and the controversy, the drama, I don't know, Sean, however you want to describe it, with Jordan Poole, the reach for the ball, tugged at the knee, and aggravated an injury for Ja Morant. Taylor Jenkins said he's probably going to miss game four tonight, 10 o'clock tip, by the way, if you're looking to watch that thing on TNT. I mean, they talked about Steve Kerr violating codes with Dylan Brooks, whack attacked Gary Payton II. So this is a chippy series, but is the drama justified with Jordan Poole's play on Saturday?
I didn't think it was really that dramatic on either of those plays. And I think the reaction to the first one is the reason we have the reaction to the second one, if that makes sense, that Steve Kerr came out and, was obviously trying to protect his player and feigned some outrage over Dylan Brooks and the foul that he delivered to Gary Payton, which was in the air. You could make an argument it was in the air, but you know, he was going for the ball. It was a hard foul. It was a no layups kind of foul. I didn't have a problem with it, Kerr had a strong reaction. So I think that when you got the foul that Jordan Poole committed, which again, to me, was a basketball play more or less. That you're going to have the equal and opposite reaction to what happened there. Even though to me neither play was particularly dirty, as a guy who grew up watching basketball in the 80s and 90s, you kind of roll your eyes at some of
right.
the stuff we complain about these days compared to what we used to see, 15, 20 years ago.
Sean Devaney joining us here at Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking NBA from Heavy.com.
Hey, Sean, now that the Sixers and the Heat, are tied at 2, both teams win it at home, where was that James Harden? Where did he come from last night?
Yeah, I'm sure if you're the Heat, you're saying, well, wait, this isn't fair. We didn't game plan for this guy. We've game planned for the James Harden we've seen for the last 2 months. He showed a flash of his MVP brilliance and the things that he can do. Obviously, this series is about Joel Embiid and how healthy he is and whether he plays and the kind of attention that he forces you to give. And that opens up so much for other players. But if Harden can be the kind of guy that he was in the fourth quarter down the stretch there, that changes everything for the Sixers. Like I said, it starts with Embiid. You've got to have him out there. They have no chance without him. But when he's on the floor, even if he's not 100%, he commands so much attention that it's going to free up what James Harden can do and what we saw at the end of game four. So, surprising because Miami looked to be dominant in this series in the first two games. Philadelphia looked dead in the water. But it's amazing what, having a guy like Joel Embiid can do for you.
How about the Dallas and Phoenix, series? That one's probably closer than the experts predicted.
Yeah, I mean, again, especially after the first two games, it just looked like Phoenix was going to control this thing and Dallas was in over its head. You've got Luka Doncic, and he hasn't been especially efficient or anything. He's 9-for-25 in game four there. But... again, he commands so much attention. So much of what they do is built around him that just having him on the floor is going to open things up for other guys. So we've seen Jalen Brunson take advantage of that. Game four, we saw Dorian Finney-Smith take advantage of that. He's, not a guy who's known for his scoring prowess by any stretch of the imagination. But when you've got so much attention going to Luka, you really just need one other guy. You need one other guy who can make them pay for giving the double team off of Luka. And when you get that, Dallas becomes, just good enough offensively. And I say just good enough offensively because they've been fantastic defensively. And that gets lost in the shuffle with them is that I've never been impressed with Jason Kidd as a head coach in Brooklyn and in Milwaukee before he came to Dallas. But since coming to Dallas, he has transformed that team defensively, despite having pretty much the same personnel that they've had for the last couple of years. Jason Kidd deserves a ton of credit for that because it allows them to get just enough offense from like I say, Luka Doncic and one other guy. If they can do that with the level of defense they play, they're pretty tough to beat.
Sean Devity joining us here on The Fan from Heavy.com talking NBA playoffs. Sean, last thing for you. Milwaukee and Boston. Marcus Smart should have been shooting three foul shots, but it is what it is. They don't listen to us as we vent from our vantage point, which is the couch. But how's this thing going to play out? Milwaukee minus Chris Middleton, but they still have, the Greek Freak, who's arguably still, even though he didn't win MVP, the best player in the league, doing his dominant things with 40 points and all of that fun stuff.
Marcus Smart should have had three foul shots, but what a play he made to get the ball back and give them a chance that at two layups that they probably should have made one of them to tie that thing up. But this has been a really great series with that game three. I think Giannis is really the focal point of the whole thing. What Boston was able to do in the first two games, even the game they lost, they were able to limit his efficiency. He was averaging 26 points in those first two games, but he's shooting 40%. And if you're the Celtics, you can live with that. He comes out in game three and really gets himself going downhill a lot more, attacking a lot more. He moved around a lot more. He wasn't as stagnant. And I think that made a huge difference. And you saw the 42 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. He's been a fantastic passer in this series as well. So now it's up to Ime Udoka to make an adjustment, to figure out, okay, what are we going to do against a Giannis who's moving around a lot more? How are we going to defend that? Like I said, they did a good job in those first two games. Not as good in game three, and it cost them. We'll see what they come up with in game four.
Yeah, good luck trying to take that charge when he's moving downhill, Giannis and Antetokounmpo. He's Sean Devity from Heavy.com talking NBA playoffs. Two games tonight, Boston and Milwaukee, and then Memphis at Golden State. Sean, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up with you next week sometime.
Okay, thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? the local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.